Conspiracy theories are no longer just on the fringe of society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kenneth Luck, assistant professor of media arts at SUNY Sullivan, explains why.
It may be fair to say that conspiracy theories and conspiratorial thinking have become part of the political, social, and even health science dialogue within the United States in recent years. Additionally, although it remains impossible to know exactly when conspiracy theories first entered public discourse, the 20th and early 21st centuries appear to be a time when conspiracy theories have gained solid footing in the minds of many groups and individuals. My research focuses in on attempting to quantify and identify when specific conspiracy theories have entered public dialogue, particularly in the area of print media. The findings of my research suggest that the emergence of conspiracy theories occur across the left-right political ideological spectrum within the United States and flourish in response to historic events, political trends, scientific knowledge, and, of course, popular culture. Medical mistrust and skepticism toward government health agencies, for instance, which conspiracy theories tend to fuel, remains a challenge to global health and safety. Additionally, conspiracy theorists tend to endorse the idea of a powerful other, and medical interventions are often a top-down, group-level activity. Moreover, conspiracy theories may also present challenges for creating public buy-in for implementing current and future health interventions, such as in the case of vaccinations. What some researchers long assumed was a fringe topic of investigation has now blossomed into a fertile ground for study.
That was Kenneth Luck of SUNY Sullivan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.